Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD American Bach by Michael J. Miles, and we just heard the prelude from the Cello Suite No. 1 from Michael J. Miles, and that's on his own record label. Folk music has been an inspiration for many classical composers over the years, and this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we're going to turn the tables and listen to folk music players performing classical themes and tunes. Open the program with The Prince of Orange, a 16th century vocal piece performed by the French band Malicorne. Here's The Prince of Orange on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
C'est le prince d'Orange, tout matin s'est levé, est allé voir son bâche de Vassilé, mon coursier. Que maudit soit la guerre, reste la guerre. Est allé voir son page, Vassilé, mon coursier. Mon beau prince d'Orange, où voulez-vous aller? Que maudit soit la guerre, voulez-vous aller? Mon beau prince d'Orange, où voulez-vous aller? Je veux aller en France, où le roi m'a mandé. Que maudit soit la guerre où le roi m'a mandé. Je veux aller en France où le roi m'a mandé. Mis la main sur la bride, le pied dans l'étrier. Que maudit soit la guerre, le pied dans l'étrier. Mis la main sur la bride, le pied dans l'étrier. Je partis sain et sauf et j'en revins blessé. Que maudit soit la guerre, je reviens blessé. Je partis sain et sauf et j'en revins blessé. De trois grands coups de lance qu'un Anglais m'a donné. Que maudit soit la guerre, que l'Anglais m'a donné. De trois grands coups de lance qu'un Anglais m'a donné. J'en ai un à l'épaule et l'autre à mon côté. Que maudit soit la guerre et l'autre à mon côté. J'en ai un à l'épaule et l'autre à mon côté. Un autre à la mamelle, on dit que j'en mourrai. Que maudit soit la guerre, on dit que j'en mourrai. nôtre à la mamelle, on dit que j'en mourrai. Le beau prince d'Orange est mort et enterré. Que maudit soit la guerre et soit la guerre. Le beau prince d'Orange est mort et enterré. L'ai vu porter en terre par quatre cordeliers. Que maudit soit la guerre par quatre cordeliers.
We're listening to classical music played by folk music performers this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And Gaudete, of course, is from Steel Eye Span. The word itself in Latin means rejoice, and that's actually a 16th century Christmas carol. That's from Below the Salt from Steel Eye Span, reissued in this country on Shanicky Records. And before that, the wonderful guitarist Robin Bullock from his recording Majesty and Magic. We heard two tunes from John Dowland. Both of them are Galliards. We heard Master Buckton, his Galliard, and the Earl of Essex, his Galliard. Galliard was a dance tune, a very specific Renaissance dance tune. Majesty and Magic is on Dancing Wolf Records from Robin Bullock. And we let off that set with Malicorn and the tune The Prince of Orange, sung a cappella, live in concert from Legend on Hannibal Records from Malicorn. This next set, we're going to listen to the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. That's a very favorite subject for many folk musicians if they're going to play anything classical on their instrument. And back when Bela Fleck was in the High School of the Performing Arts and Music in New York City, he transcribed Bach's Violin Partita in D Minor, BWV 1004, for the banjo when he was either skipping class or in study hall. Here is Bela playing the Bach Violin Partita in D minor on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1426. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD American Bach by Michael J. Miles, the master banjoist. And we heard from Bach's cello suite number 3, The Jig, from Michael J. Miles. And that's on Right Turn on Red Music Records. And before that, in this set of pieces by Bach, we heard from the Mando Boys, recorded live. The recording is called Holstein Lust. And we heard the Little Fugue, the fugue in G minor, the little one from the Mando Boys, and that's on Borderland Productions. That's Peter Ostrushko and the boys. And before that, from the Daryl Anger Mike Marshall Band and their recording Jam, we heard the Sarabande in B minor by J.S. Bach. That's on Compass Records. And before that, a new recording of the Partitas and Sonatas Volume 1 from Chris Thiele. And we heard the Fugue Allegro from J.S. Bach's Sonata No. 1 in G minor, BWV 1001. If you ever wondered what those BWV numbers mean, the higher the number, the more secular the piece of music. That's on Nonesuch Records. And we let off that set from the recording Solo Banjo Works from Bela Fleck and Tony Trischka. We heard Bela performing Bach's Violin Partita in D minor, BWV 1004. That's on Rounder Records. Well, we're going to move into the classical period with this next set, and we're going to lead it off with Pete. Here he is playing the chorale from the Ninth Symphony from Ludwig van Beethoven on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you. Was the duo known as Belshazzar's Feast. It's made up of Paul Sartan and Paul Hutchinson. And we heard their own rendition of Eine kleine Nachtmusik from Mozart, and then Spring from The Four Seasons by Vivaldi. That's from a recording called The Food of Love from Belshazzar's Feast, and that's on Wild Goose Records. And before that, we heard from Bela Fleck once again, along with John Williams, the master classical guitarist. And we heard Beethoven's Seven Variations on God Save the King. That's from Bela's recording Perpetual Motion, and that's on Columbia Sony Masterworks Records. And we let off that set with Pete from the Goofing Off Suite and the chorale from Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, and that's on Smithsonian Folkways Music. Well, we're going to move up to more current times and open this next set with a piece from my very favorite French composer, Gabriel Fauré. This is Shelley Phillips, who plays double reed instruments and plays folk music on it as well as classical music. And this is her take on Fauré's Sicilienne on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you.
was Mad Pudding and their rearrangement of Copland's rewrite of Bonaparte's Retreat, which, of course, is included on Rodeo, his great ballet. If you heard a little bit of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer in there as well, it was not by chance. Mad Pudding from their recording Grand Hotel on Sliced Bread Music. Before that, we heard a very short little piece called Hungarian Song 1 from An Evening in the Village, the music of Béla Bartók from Jake Sheps. Bartók was a music collector and put a lot of the folk themes into his serious music, and we let off that set with Shelley Phillips and Friends from their recording Pavane, and we heard Sicilienne from Gabriel Fauré. That's on Gourd Music. Hope you've enjoyed this excursion into folk musicians playing classical music this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1426.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening.